If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Rachel.
And Megan.
We're here in 30 Rock Bravo HQ, ready to talk about
Vanderpump Rules.
Okay, so we're at Kristen's comedy show.
Set the scene.
Yeah, let's set the scene. We're at Kristen's comedy show. They do a bit about what to do when you get a dick pic. You know, that's just
an everyman's problem, you mm-hmm. know, what to do when you get a dick pic.
And to illustrate said skit, they held up a photo of Jax's penis.
Okay, this is the craziest part to me. Immediately, not just Brittany, not just Stassi, but Katie is the first person we see that says, that's Jax's penis. I was like, oh my God, even Katie knows? Oh, how often is this out?
But also, like, I am just dumbfounded that they are able to recognize it. I'm not saying, like, I could understand if they're picking one out of a lineup. That makes sense. But mm-hmm. to just on-site see a photo of a penis and be like, that's Jax Taylor's, that's incredible.
Right, and out of context, like, against, like, they put it into, like, a Vincent Van Gogh painting.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that I would be like, yep, that's the one. Like, I wouldn't know.
So, interesting. And Brittany was upset that Kristen, yeah. you know, used this as a bit. And kind of said to her, you should have given me a heads up. We're friends. But I think what Brittany's really upset about is bringing to light how many girls she knows that he's had sex with.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's
because I was like, I don't, because I understood what Kristen was saying that, like, and Stassi, when they were like, oh, we're such a crazy group. Like, I honestly didn't think this would offend you this much.
I just think it's probably embarrassing that
yeah.
he, A, ever sent a photo of that to someone, and B, that, like, 4 out of the 5 girls she knows have slept with him. Like,
so maybe it really wasn't the dick pic at all, but yet it was Jax. He, again, might be the core of this fight.
My favorite part of this episode was when Lala's talking to James.
I know exactly what you're going to say, and I can't wait till you talk about it.
And she's talking about how they're going to go on this private plane. She's doing this and that. And he goes, who's paying for all of this? And she gets really offended. She's like, what is with this group? You're always asking how people pay for things. And then says,
that's just the way it works in LA. For these girls to live in LA, Sheena, her whole life, and never have been on a private jet. It's like, I don't understand it. I mean, ask any bitch who's not ugly with tits. I don't ask questions, you just go. There's a bunch of f***ing fun people. That's just LA.
Ah!
It's so good.
Which, by the way, that makes me want to move to LA. If that's all you need.
Right, if all you need is to not be ugly and have female anatomy, you're in.
You're in.
You're
flying private. You're getting Coachella tickets. Like, life is just amazing.
I asked my friend who lived in LA, and they were like, I've never been on a private jet. I didn't realize that's all I needed. Had I known, I would have put it out there more.
Exactly. So Because Kristen and Stassi want Lala to admit that she's dating a married man so much, they go to the one person we never thought they would reunite with, James Kennedy.
J.F. Kennedy.
James wicca, F. Kennedy. Wicca, wicca, wicca.
Yes. The white Kanye
That's
West.
That's my DJ sound.
She's really good at DJing. The white Kanye West made an appearance.
Yeah.
Well, they get him to confess, or they get him to talk about Lala by saying, well, you know, Lala's been talking about you and, like, talking trash about you. And
such
he,
a girl
they
move.
Play him like a fiddle. They play that James Kennedy just like
well,
a fiddle.
Well, he's a guy. He is not familiar with the intricacies of how manipulation in females work.
Right, because I will say the moment I hear somebody's talking about me, I'm like, what now?
Yeah.
Like, well, let me tell you about her. Yeah, I mean, it was classic. It was so good.
But then through this conversation, we find out he was given a non-disclosure agreement about who she's seeing, which is crazy.
Crazy. I mean, that's stuff out of like...
Like, do you think that if Tom Cruise is dating someone...
Right. They've signed an NDA.
And that their friends have?
Yeah, I think so. I would say yes.
If you listeners out there...
Katie Holmes, if you're listening.
If anyone out there has been given an NDA... About someone's famous boyfriend.
Oh my God, please.
Well, please tweet us.
You couldn't tweet us. Just tweet us, yes, we'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't even have to say the name because we don't want you to get sued.
Right, right.
Just say yes.
At Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Hashtag yes.
Hashtag yes. So.
Oh, but so do you think Tom and Ariana signed one?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I am unsure.
Really?
Well, because if they did go to Coachella, like, no, I don't think it's in their personality to do something like that. Like, I think they would be so cool and above that they would just be like, this is weird, we're out. But because they did end up on that Coachella trip and were staying in the house.
But this is my question to you. Jane stayed in the house and he says, no, I didn't sign the NDA.
Yeah, so maybe they got one but didn't sign it.
Yeah. That's, I if James was like, yeah, I signed it, then I'd be like, well, there's no way they got away with not signing it. But the fact that nobody's questioning James about not signing it. My favorite moment might have been Stassi just being like, yes, you did. Like, give it up. Just like, stop lying. So later on, it's Katie's bridal shower.
With the taco tower.
The highlight of the bridal shower, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Well, besides the blow-up doll that Lisa gave her called Katie Cougar. Watch the episode. We don't have time to get into it, but it was amazing. Stassi and Katie confront Ariana about this NDA, and Ariana's like, no, I didn't sign it, no way. And then
but did she say they got it?
No, she said she's like, what? And she kind of like gives this like, she rolls her eyes and is like, what are you talking about? Like, NDA what? I don't even know what that is. That didn't happen. She's like, I was at the house, but like, I did not see him. I don't know. Which I think that maybe she saw someone.
Yeah, because how would you not see him?
Right, but I think that she didn't have to sign an NDA. Like, that's where I think the squeaking or tweaking the truth might be.
But also, like, if I know that you're dating someone, let's say.
Okay.
And that they are paying for ridiculous amounts of things that you otherwise wouldn't be able to have, and that there's even a whisper of a non-disclosure agreement, I would go into straight-up detective mode to be like, who is she dating? Like, I would not let that just lie.
See, Ariana, at one point, they're like, Katie just point-blank says, I don't like what she's doing with a guy and ruining his home. And Ariana goes, so what about the guy? Like, doesn't he? And then Stassi's like, that right there tells me that you're lying.
Ooh.
Or that you're defending her. Because we know that if Stassi Schroeder hates anything, it's a homewrecker.
That's for damn sure.
So basically, this fight devolves, and Kristen gets brought up because
always.
Because always. But it ends with Ariana just simply saying to Stassi Schroeder, I don't give a fuck about you. And it's awesome.
Poor Stassi. Great episode. I just already want more.
Yes.
More.
Give me.
Do it.
Give me.
Yeah. More. So don't forget, tweet us at Bravo TV. You know what to say.
Yes.
We'll get the message.
Hashtag yes. Wink, hashtag wink. Yes. Nudge, nudge.
Yes. All right.
Hashtag NDA.
And in the meantime, go ahead and binge some episodes of Vanderpump if you didn't catch this episode. You can watch them at BravoTV.com or using the Bravo Now app.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.